talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Well, well, well. How the turntables.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
So what do you bring to the role then? What do you make of Mr. Sherman?
I know everything about this guy. I know. I followed everything. I know what he wears. I know what he eats. I know how he buys his movie tickets.
What?
I said to him, I said, Scaramouche, Scaramouche, do you use the Fandango?
Louie. Good Lord.
That's what I'm talking about. I should be playing in jail.
And now.
I gotta say, I'm really feline, you guys.
Really? Ew, I like that mirror.
Our feature presentation.
Oh, that girl's voice. Oof. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday morning, the 17th of August.
Is it? Is today the eclipse? Are we at the eclipse
We're not
times
yet?
Yet?
No, I believe that's Monday.
Come on.
I believe it's Monday.
Yeah.
Get with it.
What does that mean?
Hurry it up.
Hurry up time.
Hurry up time and moon. Hey, by
that's
the way.
That's the problem with being so early on stuff. Because
yes.
You had eclipse fever like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
It seems
yeah.
like forever.
Yeah,
We're just
really
now starting to feel a tiny little buzz.
And that's kind of what happens with me with Christmas every year, too, is I'm just
yeah.
so darned excited about it that it seems like it takes forever. It never actually gets here, you know?
Right.
By the way, speaking of, and I know we're talking about eclipse fever. We're talking about eclipse fever.
Eclipse.
But I posted that picture from a listener. Allie and I were just talking about it off the air on my Twitter this morning. It's a listener whose dog is wearing eclipse glasses.
All right.
And you know one aspect of Monday that I have not heard anyone address in the media is, should we be concerned about our pets? Should we put our pets in the house with the curtains drawn or something like that so that they don't look up at the sun and burn their eyeballs out?
But couldn't they look up at the sun every day of the year outside and burn their eyeballs out?
Right, but they don't because it's uncomfortable. But you can't feel it when it's burning your eyeballs out during an eclipse, as far as I understand it. You don't have pain receptacles in the part of your eye that's getting scorched.
Huh.
Hmm.
So I haven't heard anything about keep your pets inside or anything like that. That's something I guess I'll have to look into because
right.
I got to know what to do with my dogs.
Glasses, clearly.
Yeah.
Eclipse
well,
glasses.
And I also wonder if a dog will be interested. I mean, would a dog
I'll look tell at you, something? I can answer that. I've looked that up. No.
You don't think a dog
is a dog.
Right.
No.
They're not like, hey, what's up with the sun today? That's weird.
Right, something seems different.
What's
I should
happening?
Stare up.
Right.
If they see something happening
they're
in the
not
sky,
human.
Though,
no.
They
I
are say they were human, but they're alive and they have eyes and they can certainly see something moving.
Yeah.
You don't think a dog would look up at a kite, for instance, or a ball in the air or
but a ball is something they play
storm.
With.
And
you know
it's
what I mean?
Moving. These are moving things, moving at a rapid pace. How fast is that eclipse going by?
It goes by pretty fast. It goes by over the course of just a few minutes. All right, we're going to have to look into that.
No,
we'll
dogs don't
look, I don't think we need to look into
yeah,
that.
I'm going to try to get an update before
dogs
we get to our
don't care.
Eclipse fever. We don't know that, man.
I mean, we do.
Here's a story to get us started before we get on the air. And this is from Peshtigo, Wisconsin, which I had to look up is near Marinette in eastern Wisconsin. This guy is lucky to be alive.
With his wife at church, Doug was trying to finish framing up the fireplace on the home he's building near Peshtigo.
And I was kneeling, just bringing the nail gun forward, and I was on my tiptoes, and I just didn't have quite enough room, and it fired before I was really ready for it, and then it dropped down. And fired again. And
he's talking about a nail
oh,
gun,
no.
ladies
oh, no.
and gentlemen. A nail gun, and wait to hear where the nail went.
This 3.5-inch framing nail fired straight into his heart with the speed of a .22 bullet.
Okay.
Oh my God!
Right there into his chest. By the way, Doug sounds like he needs to be on the Fargo TV show. I love him so much.
Wow.
But it's quite a story.
It didn't really hurt. It just felt like it kind of stung me and I looked down and I didn't see anything, and I put my hand there, and but that's not good.
That's it not was, good.
It went in that far.
It was 3.5 inches, did he say?
Yeah.
And it was so far in he couldn't see it?
Yeah, no, you could.
He should have felt his back. Maybe he could have pulled it out.
No, there's a little bit. There's a little bit sticking out. I mean, there's probably about an inch sticking out. But he, as you'll hear in the story, the smartest thing he could have done was not pull it out.
Sure.
That's the biggest mistake you can make.
When I saw it moving with my heart, it's like, I'm not going to get anything done today. I can see that already.
So the nail is moving in and out with his chest as his heart beats.
And he's just bummed that he's not going to be able to make more progress on the fireplace.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff to do that day. It's so Midwest, this guy. His whole attitude about this is hilarious to me.
Not wanting to bother anyone by calling 911, he washed up and hopped in his truck.
So I drove into the emergency room. And
you drove yourself to the hospital.
It seemed like the thing to do.
Sweetie.
I mean, you had to get there.
Wouldn't you maybe call 911?
I would in a second if there was a nail in my heart.
I probably wouldn't wash up either.
Right.
Yeah. And I feel like you would call 911 because maybe you need immediate medical attention.
Right.
Not just, hey, I'm worried that I can't make it to the emergency room. It's like, I need to get somebody to look at this as fast as possible, and they can get to my house faster than I can get to their hospital.
Yeah, he doesn't seem very worried.
I guess, hey, I felt fine, other than, you know, having a little bit too much iron in my diet.
Oh, my God, I love him so
much. Wow. He's the best, right?
Yes.
Too much iron is that.
By the time he made it that 12 miles to Bay Area Medical Center in Marinette, the calm and collected Doug was starting to hurt.
I just leaned over the security guard and said, I've got a nail in my chest. I'd be great if you can find somebody to help me out here. I'm just going to sit down.
Well, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to bother anybody, right. But if it's not inconvenient.
If somebody's got some time.
They could just send them over, maybe.
You don't have to, but it would be, I would enjoy it. I mean, it would be great.
It would be nice.
If you could do that. Doctor started working, he texted his wife at the ER.
Okay, so he texts his wife. You heard at the beginning of the story, she's at church. But the phone autocorrects to we. Instead of ER, it changes it to we, okay?
Okay.
So at the we is what the wife got.
But the message autocorrected, and she had no idea what it meant. When they finally talked, he calmly said he was okay, but needed a new shirt. She hurried to the hospital to see this.
And that's the picture that's all over social media of him laying in his hospital bed with the nail just sticking out of the side of his chest.
What is happening with this guy?
I got the, what did you do? Just shrugged my shoulders and oops.
Doctors decided he needed immediate surgery and rushed him to Aurora BayCare Medical Center and Dr. Alexander Roydstein.
A wrong heartbeat, a wrong position, and he would have had a much more complicated problem than he was bargaining for. And so he's quite fortunate from that standpoint.
Doug says the nail missed a main artery in his heart by this much, the thickness of a piece of paper.
The doctor, by the way, said that the reason he didn't pull the nail out, the reason he wisely didn't pull the nail out, is because he remembered what happened to Steve Irwin. And I guess when he got, what did he get bit by, or something?
Stingray or something?
Was
like
it a stingray?
Jumped into the air. It was a bizarre story.
Yeah, apparently that's what led to his rapid demise, was pulling it out instead of and
I always thought you were supposed to pull it out.
We're not talking about that.
What?
So anyway,
I'm saying, like a nail.
So Doug Bergeson is fine, by the way, and back at work building his house. But he is he seems like a good dude, doesn't he?
Sure, I really does. Like him.
He's so low key.
Yeah.
I mean, what does it take to get this guy worked up?
Seriously.
You know.
But really, how's he going to make up that day? That's my question.
Then he drove 12 miles and had to have emergency surgery.
Oh.
Wow, we should stop complaining about what hurts us.
And when your wife finally walks in, he goes, oops.
Oops.
Oops. Shrugged his shoulders.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeach show, shall we?
Kevin's been extremely sketchy right now.
That's true. Jim Rome's on the show today, talking sports.
Nice.
Very excited about that. Julie Chen, the host of Big Brother, is on the show today. Dr. Drew is on the show today, talking about something called solo sexuals.
Oh,
and I'm not positive, but I think I heard him refer to himself as Dr. D at one point.
Nope.
I think I did.
Is that just his rap name?
He was doing a commercial.
Or in the bedroom?
I'm not positive. Probably in the bedroom.
Really?
I'm not. When I heard it, I was like, no. He's not calling himself Dr. D, right? So that's question one before we get into the solo sexual thing. And also, Bean is going to continue Eclipse Fever. Because it's all that's happening.
It's not just me.
It's everywhere.
It's everyone and everywhere.
It's everyone and everywhere.
There's a store in Orange County yesterday that had people waiting in line for an hour and a half to buy their eclipse glasses.
Right. Dumb. Well, right.
Not dumb if you want to look at it and not burn your eyeballs out.
Did they get some for their pets?
I don't know. I'm looking into that right now.
Okay. We'll take a break. We'll come back. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey.
What's going on?
I just had to run and get some dog goggles for Reggie because the eclipse is coming.
Smart man.
Yeah, he's going to stare at the sun for 4 minutes.
Like they do.
Because dogs, you know, will just lock in and stare at something for hours on end. Oh, wait a minute. That's not dogs at all. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Look, I didn't say I knew. I said I was asking.
But you know dogs, right?
Something
you've seen
I hadn't
a dog
heard about.
Before. You've seen a dog, though, right?
Right, and I've seen a dog follow a bird, look at a bird in a tree as it flits around and, you know.
A quickly moving bird that attracts its attention with sudden movements.
It looks up at something intent. Look, I don't know. I'm no expert. Okay. I don't pretend to be.
All right.
I pretend to be, though. Just asking the question. That's all.
I pretend
and
to be.
I'll tell you what I've discovered looking through the research in the Eclipse Fever segment coming up.
Oh, I can't wait. First, it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Forbes magazine, once again, is putting out lists like they do. They've just released their yearly list of Hollywood's highest paid actresses.
Well, if it's not J-Law, then they're doing it wrong.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bean. Please. Third place.
Third? Oh, really?
Jennifer Lawrence. Well, third place.
She's getting ripped off then.
Sit down. You don't
Becky
know.
With the good hair? Becky with the good hair? Thank you for repeating that. Yeah. I didn't
because no one because he was
remix?
Talking and I.
Becky with the good hair.
Want to go some more?
Sofia Vergara. I thought you were going to press it again.
I did too. We all did.
I did too. By the way,
Chip like number just... one in TV. So would that transfer over?
Let me give you a little heads up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
These are all well. No, there's one t- there's two one TV actress in their mix. Just one.
Okay.
So keep your eye on the prize and just think just more movie actresses.
Movie actors.
Okay.
How about
Melissa
McCarthy?
Okay. So singers.
How about Melissa McCarthy?
No, singers.
Nope.
Okay. Movies.
Starting early.
Yep. Are you a nitrous?
A little bit. I do that for sex.
No. Come on, people now.
My guess was Melissa McCarthy, Ralph.
Melissa McCarthy, fourth on the list. $18 million
wow.
is what she made. $18 million. Not a bad year, by the way.
Mm-mm.
$18 million.
No, not at all.
But Jennifer Lawrence, by the way, we didn't give you her total. $24 million.
How about Charlize?
Wow.
Charlize Theron, she is seventh on the list with $14 million.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson, not on the list.
All right.
Whoa.
Huh.
That's
Ellie
a surprise.
McKay, not on the list.
That's a real surprise.
Not on the list.
Nope.
I don't think there was any Avenger movie this year, was it?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so. That's why.
Yeah, it could be it.
Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
Okay, now you're just... Now,
nope.
See? Look, this is why we can't have nice things. You over there being all smart-ass in your sweat jacket, you don't know. You don't know how to play the game. Come on, people, give me some names.
Bobo.
No, not Did just any name.
Some names.
Some actual guesses.
Porcupine.
It's Cat.
Not Cat, not Porcupine.
Cisco.
Not Cisco.
Peggy Noonan.
Okay, let me help
are
you out and fill in some
like
of the blanks.
Meryl
You're
Street
missing the monsters,
thing?
By the way.
Oh,
Amy Adams is 10th on the list.
Okay, sure.
Fan Bingbing.
No, how about an actress named Julia Roberts? Does that name ring a bell to anyone as
what
a potential movie star?
In,
I don't remember her being in something last year.
Yeah, what's she done?
I don't know, but she made $12 million doing nothing.
Wow.
If she hasn't
really?
Been in anything.
I want that gig.
Wow.
Cate Blanchett at number
sure.
9.
Oh, sure.
Charlize, as we mentioned. Number 6, Emma Watson, a young lady named Emma Watson, who did a little movie called Beauty and the Beast, which was the year's top-grossing movie. Number 5, Mila Kunis is the only surprising name for me on the list.
Very much so.
Mila Kunis.
Interesting.
How about her?
She was in that Bad Moms, right?
Bad Moms, so funny.
$15.5 million was her take this year. Jennifer Lawrence, as we mentioned, at number 3. Number 2?
Radio Girl.
It's not Radio Girl.
It's not Radio Girl.
Okay.
Jennifer Aniston, everyone. Jennifer Aniston.
Whoa.
Made $25.5 million.
Wow.
Now, a lot of her money came from endorsements because she does that juicy water.
And the dry eye stuff.
Right.
Is your eye dry?
Is your water
you need juicy water.
Yeah.
Now, what's her water? She's a big water thing.
Is it smart?
I think it is smart, yeah. Anyway, she made most of her money in endorsements.
Wow. But
still $25.5 million. Dollars. I want to endorse something for $25 million.
Sure.
I'll endorse anything. Just give it to me. I'll sell it. And number one, we still haven't tapped number one yet. Not Farrah Abramson.
We haven't guessed number
one. Nope.
Number one.
Crooked Hillary Clinton.
No, she did not.
Demi Lovato.
Nope.
How are we missing
Pop star this? Taylor Swift.
No, God, no.
Count Smokey Love.
No, we did not make the top.
Miss Aretha Franklin.
not an actress.
Lady Gaga!
An actress, but not in the top ten.
Be real.
Not an actress at all. Not a woman.
This is going to sound like a dumb question.
Then by all means, let it rip.
Is a surprise to you that this actress is at number one?
No,
is she somebody
not.
Who's a huge star that is super popular that we see in the movies all the time?
Yes.
We're just missing it.
Yes.
Okay.
Just not thinking.
You're just dumb.
Sandra
Bullock. John Sedlak, seen here with his pet falcon.
Sandra Bullock?
Not Sandra Bullock, no. But an excellent guess. And she's not in the top ten, which is odd.
She's America's sweetheart.
She's America's sweetheart. Right. And when I tell you, you're all going to go, oh, of course.
I think we might
give
think
us
we
an
might
age
give
range.
Up.
An age range?
Yeah.
Margaret Young.
Young-ish.
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 Under 30.
Under 30?
Holy moly.
Are you going to just repeat stuff?
I certainly am.
I don't know.
I give two.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Miss Emma Stone. Emma Stone, everyone. Emma Stone.
Really?
Made $26 million this year.
Wow.
That was good for her.
That was a fun game.
Yeah.
Today's
we were not good at it.
No, you were not. Today's celebrity birthdays. Robert De Niro is 74 years old today. Sean Penn turns 57. Donnie Wahlberg of the Burger Cooking Wahlbergs is 48 years old today. And TV show host Juliana Rancic celebrates her 43rd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You know, you watch the news these days, and it looks like the Civil War is being fought all over again, mm-hmm. right? Because there's bad people on all sides. And
great people on all sides.
Mm-hmm. And great people, right. Fine people on all sides. But I feel like we got our own Civil War here at the Kevin and Bean Show right now. I don't know if you guys were listening yesterday when this erupted, but Kevin just started making up words and then insisting they were real, and then for some reason Ralph backed him on that.
Here's what happened. We have a Civil War here, and as in the original Civil War, there's a right side and a wrong side.
Yes, there is. I agree
General
with that.
General Lee of jackets.
Here's what happened. At about 9:15 yesterday morning, I realized that I had been wearing my sweat jacket inside out.
You've been wearing your what?
All day.
Yes.
You've been wearing what?
So then I told on myself, and I was like, you guys are never going to believe this. I've been wearing my sweat jacket inside out. And inside out was the point I was trying to make. And then Bean said, you're wearing what? And I said, my sweat jacket. He goes, that's not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Allie said, I don't think that's a thing. And then Chip was like, that's not a thing.
And then Dave was like, that's not a thing. And then Christine, and then Omar, and then pretty much everyone we asked said, there's no such thing as a sweat jacket. You made it up. And then for some reason, Ralph came in, and I don't even understand why you're pretending to back Kevin on this, but what's the story here, Ralph?
I'm not pretending to back Kevin at all, because sweat jacket is a thing, and I grew up my whole life
same
wearing a sweat jacket and being told by my parents, it's chilly outside, put on a sweat jacket before you go outside.
Okay, why is it then in the 20 years that I have known you, I have never heard you use the word sweat jacket?
Because I no longer wear sweat jackets.
Ralph doesn't wear them. Mm-hmm. I wear them every day.
How come I've never heard you use the word?
You wear a zip up every day.
But yeah, it's a hoodie. It's a hoodie.
It's a hoodie.
It's a hoodie.
Okay. Hoodie, by the way, is a modern term that has been used for the past 10, 15 years or so.
I would agree with hoodie. It's a hoodie that has a zipper, though, and if it has a zipper,
it's a zip up.
Who calls it a zip up?
Who calls it a sweat jacket?
Bean, have you ever heard zip up?
Not until Allie said it.
Have you ever heard
never
zip
heard
up.
Zip up.
Yeah. All right, so we can zip all agree zip
all
up is not a
you're
thing.
You're all lying. Zip up's a thing. Zip up's a
you
thing.
You can't just brand articles of clothing by the fasteners. Oh, I'm going to wear my button up today.
Really? A button down? You wouldn't?
A button up. I don't wear a button up.
People do. We had this zip conversation. Up. Do you say button up or button down? That's a real thing. Both.
But a zip up?
A lot like zip up.
But zip
listen,
up's
we're
not
back
a thing.
To you and your BS
it's a sweat jacket.
Jacket.
It's a
sweat
jacket. Jacket made out of sweatshirt material.
Right, that has a zipper.
Okay.
Let me throw this out there.
If it doesn't have a zipper, then it's just a sweatshirt.
A zip, a sweatshirt is pulled over your head.
Right. Mm-hmm.
A sweat jacket is put on like a jacket.
Correct.
It's very simple,
people. Truth.
And it zips up.
Oh, you are muddying the waters, young lady. And I will not stand for it.
Ralph, I think you're right that hoodie is fairly recent. And we got a lot of reaction on social media yesterday when we started talking about this. And Mark wrote in and said, hoodie is pretty recent. Prior to 2000, it was a hooded sweatshirt or a hooded pullover if no zipper. But I don't know.
But what if zipper?
Zip up.
Stop zip up.
Okay. No, zip up is not a thing. We all agree
we
on
all
that,
agree
right?
on that,
no
yes.
Okay, now
that.
We're going back to sweat jacket. So what if it has a zipper, B?
I don't
Does
know.
Does it not mention
oh,
it?
Oh, it,
I mean, Mark
know,
didn't write that.
Because it's a sweat jacket.
I think people would just say it's a pullover with a zipper or without a zipper, I think, before the term hoodie was used. But the one thing I do know for sure is that sweat jacket does not exist.
But you know that because you haven't heard of it?
I know that because 7 of 9 of us haven't heard of
Listen,
it here.
Look, 5/12 Christmas doesn't exist, but
that
sweat
is actually
jacket
real.
Is
that
a
is
real
very
thing.
Real. And I'm also trying to figure out how, and we mentioned this briefly at the end of the show yesterday, how did it hit Philadelphia and Phoenix, but nowhere that the rest of us lived? That's what's weird to me, is that you two would be the outliers on this.
All right, hold on. Let's take a call.
We have someone. Good.
George is calling from Long Beach. Hi there.
All right.
Hello.
Hi. George, drop some knowledge on us.
I have to agree with Ralph. I've grown up my whole life, not anymore because my family makes fun of me, but it's a sweat jacket. I've always called it a sweat jacket.
Why does your family make fun of you? Because they've never heard of that?
Because you're making up words?
Does anyone in your family use zip up?
You know what? I feel like I'm having a conversation with them right now. No, they use jackets. They just call them boring old jackets. But sorry, man. My family told me the same thing.
You're right, George. Your family's right, and you're right.
Where did you grow up, George?
No, his family doesn't call it a sweat jacket. You're missing that. He's the only one in his family that calls it that.
So they're making fun of him for making up the word sweat jacket, right?
Mm-hmm.
George, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the San Gabriel Valley.
All right, there you go.
Right?
It's sweeping the nation.
His family has shunned him. They're mad at George.
I'm going to shun you in a minute.
I just like the fact that no one's paying attention to the fact that I wore it inside out all day.
Well, that didn't surprise us. That's
yeah, really.
Kevin.
That was like, okay.
Eclipse fever, guys. I'm telling you, it's sweeping the nation.
I mean, it's starting right now to slowly sweep the nation.
Yeah.
Listen, you've been talking about it for 2 months.
I have been looking forward to it for a long time, yeah. Hey, I talked to somebody on my podcast last week or this week, I can't remember what, who has been looking forward to this eclipse for 6 years.
Oh, come on.
For 6 years.
That he's person been isn't real.
And yes, it
no.
is very real.
Fake news.
I got an email from the eclipse is a Monday for folks who don't know, so we're getting dangerously close. Now, I got an email from Gene Stout who wrote in, hey, Bean, 15% of the people in my office are traveling to the area of totality next week. 50% of the people who can't go are bummed that they can't. Keep doing what you're doing. Do you think that there are going to be, because as it ramps up in the news coverage this weekend, do you think there are going to be a ton of people who are going to decide on Sunday night or early Monday morning to just hit the road? Like, you know what? I've heard so much about it now. I don't want to miss it. I'm going to go.
I can't imagine, because I feel like if you're willing to take that big of a, if you're willing to go that far to see it, you probably already planned it. I don't know that that's going to be a last second thing.
Yeah, maybe not. I will tell you that I'm, you know, as excited as I am for it, I'm now starting to feel like if you're not in the path of totality, you're really getting ripped off. I'm starting to feel like...
I'm very upset.
I'm kind of starting to be disappointed in the fact that I don't have plans to go to where I can see the whole thing.
Right.
I heard one guy, I saw an interview yesterday with a... I'm spending a lot of time on this, you guys.
Yeah, you are.
I saw an interview yesterday with an eclipse chaser who's been in 9 of them. He's seen 9 total solar eclipses.
There's no such thing as an eclipse chaser. It moves across the sun for like 1 second.
This guy goes to all of them. He goes to all the total solar eclipses around the world that he can go to. So he travels to where the eclipses are.
We're not saying there aren't a few crazy people out
right
there.
But his Come point on. Was the difference between the 100% and even 99% is like the difference between having 5 numbers on the lottery right and 6.
That's just dumb.
Come on.
Because 6, you win the lottery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying at 6,
but
6
5,
is
you
totality.
Get paid pretty good. If you get 5 numbers right, in this last one, you get like $600,000.
All right. Now, let me throw this out. And this is another aspect of eclipse fever.
Eclipse. Eclipse.
that we had not even considered. And that is Mexican superstitions about the eclipse.
Oh, I didn't know there was such a thing.
Neither did I. Jillian writes in, "Hey, Bean, I've been listening to you talk about the eclipse, and I did not think much about it until yesterday. I am 8 months pregnant and a third grade teacher. Yesterday, I had many coworkers and even a parent warn me about not going outside during the eclipse."
Not going outside?
That'll burn the baby's eyes.
You want to take another guess at this Mexican
position she's in, yeah. If that's the case.
You want to take another guess at this Mexican superstition?
How is she watching the
positive what she's...
Good Lord.
It's science.
What, it'll induce labor?
Nope.
Oh.
Why would there be a superstition? Don't go outside
if you're pregnant during an eclipse, according to Mexican superstition. Kevin, do you have a guess?
Chupacabra will attack.
It is supposed to be negative energy for the baby. Negative energy. Now,
really?
I would think that something as massive as an eclipse, I don't know if it's in the air or I don't know how these things work, but it seems like it would be all over the world, whether you're in your house or outside. You know what I mean? Like, what's the difference? But
right.
She says negative energy. And I am also supposed to wear red underwear.
Okay.
And right. A safety pin.
Okay.
To protect myself and the baby. And here's my favorite part about Jillian's email. I didn't think too much about the eclipse, and now I'm kind of freaked out. One coworker told me to stay home on Monday and avoid going near any windows.
Okay. She needs to find new coworkers.
She's straight crazy.
Because these people are crazy.
Look, Mexican superstitions, you guys.
Yeah, right.
P.S. I just read the eclipse might make dogs on edge and act different. Okay, so do I have that page up? I've got so many things, so much in my eclipse folder.
So much. Yeah, so much in so little time.
In my eclipse folder. Let me just try and pull that one up. Hold on, guys. Come on.
How will your pets react to the solar eclipse? Now, this is another aspect we were talking about earlier today of eclipse fever.
Eclipse.
All right, yeah.
Oh, we got
eclipse.
It.
Right. According to scientists, dogs and cats will be affected by the eclipse much less than wildlife. Science is split on whether dogs should wear glasses during the eclipse
Come
or not.
Come on.
It sounds like most are siding with your side, Kevin, which is dogs aren't likely to look up at the sun anyway.
Just because they never do.
Pets can suffer from eclipse blindness. Pets don't necessarily need glasses, but it wouldn't hurt, is what they say. So it looks like it's kind of up to you to decide whether or not, but it doesn't seem like most scientists think you have to worry about
the
your
The ones
pets.
That I've seen, though, the dogs that have the glasses, they look pretty dope.
Yeah, they're getting some dog action wearing those.
They're the bosses.
Sure.
Many animals appear baffled during a solar eclipse. People have reported that deer become restless and anxious. A sheep will stampede and bleat. Honeybees retreat to their hives. Birds scatter and screech or huddle silently in groups as though it were time to roost. I would imagine that there are a lot of animals who kind of plan their day around what's going on with the sun. Like, they just have a automatic reaction to different times of the day with what the sun's doing, and that's... Mm-hmm. informs them as to what they should be doing. So it must be very confusing for them, right?
For that minute, sure.
Mosquitoes will emerge. Crickets and owls will begin their evening concerts. And the minuscule larvae of shrimps and crabs will swim toward the sea's surface,
now you're
hoping
just
to feed
words.
Under the cover of dark. Right. I'm just telling you, there's a lot of cool stuff that's going on.
Is all that cool?
The Earth's surface temperature drops by as much as 13 degrees. The very chemistry of the air will change. Certain molecules produced by light-activated reactions, such as ozone, will suddenly dwindle. I mean, there's an eclipse wind, you guys. A sudden change in the direction and strength of prevailing winds during an eclipse. I mean, all of this
is an eclipse. Are we going to die?
It doesn't say here that you're going to die.
Okay.
But this is definitely eclipse fever.
Eclipse. Eclipse.
So you're in or you're not in, Kevin?
Eclipse fever. I'm not in eclipse fever. However, I think it's going to be interesting on Monday. But that's it. And certainly 2 months ago, I was not in.
No.
we might have to broadcast live, guys. We might
broadcast
have to,
from outside?
We may have to take it outside.
All right.
I mean, I'm in.
Right?
Yeah. Got to find a dog with glasses I could borrow.
Elena with C's Alternative Rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Thursdays mean Jim Rome on sports later this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Dr. Drew Pinsky will be joining us as well. And
It's been a long time since we had Julie Chen on, the host of TV's Big Brother, but she's going to be joining us right after the top of the hour as well. I'm looking forward to that. First, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday.
Kevin, this might change your mind.
Okay. About what?
About the Eclipse Fever.
Okay.
Did you know that on the Oasis of the Seas cruise ship from Orlando, Florida to the Caribbean, Bonnie Tyler will be performing her hit song, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yay!
During the solar eclipse.
That song isn't about an eclipse.
But it is.
It's sort of
a total eclipse.
Yeah, of the heart.
Of the heart.
Of the heart. Yeah. She'll sing that part like that. Total eclipse. She's mumbled that last part.
On a cruise ship.
Yes.
Okay.
And she'll be backed up by DNCE.
Oh. All right.
Joe Jonas's band.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Now, the song, keep in mind, is 7 minutes long, and the actual eclipse will only be 2 minutes long.
So they'll miss it.
But still. Right?
I mean, no.
Turn around every now and then. The moon gets in front of the sun, and it blocks out all the light.
I hope she changes the lyrics. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
I'm so glad I won't be here on Monday. Oh.
Well, you're going to be enjoying the eclipse during vacation,
this
right?
This is like being not being around for St. Patrick Day.
Right.
Oh, so glad I won't be here. Won't have to talk about this BS eclipse. Congratulations to Carlton Cuse. He's just signed a new 4-year deal with ABC. You may remember his name from Lost. He created that television show along with them, Damon Lindelof and J.J. Abrams. This is a good deal for ABC because they just lost Shonda Rhimes. She went over to Netflix to develop shows for them. So Carlton will step in and start developing new projects for ABC's broadcast cable and streaming networks. He's been doing great work since he's been gone, by the way. That Bates Motel was all his.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Colony for the USA Network, The Strain for FX.
Still watch that.
He's doing a Jack Ryan series for Amazon, starring The Office's John Krasinski. So he's been busy.
Wow.
And now he's coming back home to ABC to give them some good stuff. Tom Cruise, we talked about the fact that he limped away from the set of Mission Impossible 6 when he slammed into that building.
Yeah.
While he's performing a stunt over the weekend. Turns out he broke his ankle.
Dude.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's a bad deal.
You don't come back from that fast.
No, you don't. Production is on hiatus for at least 8 weeks, according to sources.
I wonder how much money
Maybe
that
costs. Maybe nine.
Gazillions.
Wow. Is it gazillions of dollars that costs?
They got to wait while the star makes a full recovery. But they say the film will still be in theaters in late July of next year, despite the production delays. They're going to move forward and crank it out. So wait and see. That's so painful, too. Broken ankle.
Yep.
And now poor Henry Cavill's got his mustache, and what's he going to do with it? Right?
Right.
Because he's over there, he's being Superman, and they got to take White out and remove his mustache in every frame. And then he's going to go back to Mission Impossible. And the reason he has a mustache, and now he won't be shooting with the mustache. I worry for Henry Cavill's mustache.
Wow. That's an angle I hadn't thought of.
Yeah.
He's got a great mustache. Have you seen the mustache?
No, I have not.
It's juicy.
It's juicy.
A juicy mustache.
Oh, you don't want that.
No.
You don't want
you do. No. Yeah, you do. And
then, yeah, we know. Right? Well, yeah, we got it.
I don't think you got it.
Yep.
Need to look that up in the Urban Dictionary.
A juicy mustache.
Yep.
And who's more annoying to hang around than Neil deGrasse Tyson, right?
I love Neil.
That's got to be a pain in the ass, that guy.
He's the smartest man in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you say that, Ralph?
Oh, he's just talking about...
We've had him on before, and he's great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
He's great.
Know-it-all. He said he's got a problem with Pink Floyd.
Okay.
You know why?
No.
Because there is no dark side of the moon, Neil deGrasse Tyson says.
There's
a far side, and there's a near side. But all sides of the moon receive sunlight across the month. Hmm. So there is no dark side of the moon.
I'm going to still enjoy that album.
Yeah, I think so. I think I will as well.
Plus, I think he's joking around.
He does do that with a lot of movies. He'll say, here's what was false. And it's like, Neil, enjoy life.
Sounds like fun. It's fun to be around guy.
It's a bit much. But I do love him.
When James Cameron went in and redid the skies in Titanic because he complained that the stars were in the wrong spot for that time of year in the ocean?
It's insufferable, right?
What kind of funny?
He just is into science. He's into science and he's into being reflected.
Oh, he's into science.
Yeah, you hadn't thought of that.
Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson's into science.
He is, yes.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
I didn't realize he was into
He's also poo-pooing my everything. He's poo-pooing my eclipse. I don't know if you've noticed that, by the way.
Did see that, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not that special.
By pointing out that they happen every 18 months to 2 years. But the point that people are mistaking as they tweet that at me is, not in America they don't. There hasn't been one in Southern California since 1979. So this is pretty rare.
And it still won't be in Southern California.
Yeah. Right. Some of it will be. I mean, not to Cali, but you can still see something. But
I'm saying. Yeah, but you can see something anyplace.
No, but you can't. Usually, other eclipses are in other parts of the world or over the ocean,
right?
Or other
countries. But it just happens all the time.
But not where you live. That's my point.
It still won't happen where I live.
I'd like there to be a debate between Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bean.
Well,
that would be awesome.
I will. I'll lose.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Robert De Niro is 74 years old today. Sean Penn turns 57. Donnie Wahlberg's 48. And Juliana Rancic celebrates her 43rd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We're going to get Julie Chen from Big Brother on the line here in just a minute. But, Kevin, it's been a long time since I've seen you, and especially Chip, as excited about a clip that involves baseball as you are today.
I mean, it was a first pitch, which, as you know, I have great success with.
Mm-hmm. This is a the Red Sox, was it the Cardinals, I want to say, last night? And they were honoring a fan who he is a pitcher, by the way. He plays baseball team.
Okay.
In, like, I don't know what level, but he is a cancer survivor and a huge Red Sox fan, and for whatever reason, his story caught the attention of the club, so they invited him to come out and throw the first pitch of the game last night. And if you're ranking worst first pitches in Major League Baseball history, I think this one's on the list.
I don't know. I think if you're ranking best first pitches, this is on the list, because the guy steps up to the mound, and they announce him, and then he goes into his little windup, and then he throws, and he's way high right.
Yeah.
And it hits a cameraman right in the balls.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
A solid shot, and the cameraman just folds into a puddle on the field. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
And the cameraman probably has no idea that it's coming, I would imagine, right? Because he's focused. He's got the camera up to his face. He's focused on the pitcher.
Yeah, I don't know what he's focused on.
And it
I
would imagine that it went way out of his field of view, I would think.
I mean, that's possible.
So all I know surprise is you're standing there photographing something or filming something, and the next thing you know, you take it right in the shorts.
In front of that crowd.
I do love that the announcer, though, he said, Justin, fired it in there. And Justin did.
He fired it in there.
Right in there.
Yeah.
Very upsetting.
Balls, 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 balls.
May make you a baseball fan after all.
There's a camera. If that happened every game, I would watch. At least the beginning. Because that was fantastic.
Didn't you get hit in the nuts when you were pitching?
I did in high school, yeah. Yeah, really? I was pitching and it was a line drive and I was laying on the field just about to throw up.
Oh.
And I was in so much pain, and our coach walked out, who's a young guy and really funny, and he looked at me and I was just rolling around on the ground. I didn't think I was going to live. It was a straight line drive off the bat. And the coach looked at me and said, you know everybody's looking at you, right?
Oh, no! Like, shake it off? Right. Come on!
He was just being funny. I was like, I don't care. I can't move.
Yeah. You know it's bad when you instantly want to puke.
Yes.
That's pain.
Yeah, that is. That's
yeah, and I don't fully understand. I don't really know how all those parts fit together, but there is something exceptional about that pain, and it definitely does connect up in weird ways in your body.
It's not good.
It's like nothing else.
Right. I will pass.
All right, let's check in with our producer, Dave. Dave, what's going on with Miss Chen?
Great update.
Hey, Dave.
That's not good.
We're trying to connect her right now. Cool. They're having issues with her phone.
Oh.
Mm. Issues with her phone. What issues could they have with a phone?
Well, we have issues with our phone.
Right, but this is a uniquely
She is married place. To Les Moonves, the head of CBS.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Might just be a CBS phone thing. That's where I'm going.
Okay. I wouldn't have thought that, but okay.
Yeah.
We're really only going to be able to give her another minute here before we got to
Big Brother is on three nights a week.
Yeah.
And there's two episodes tonight, and it gets huge ratings.
It's like the top five show every week.
Every week. It's astonishing. And it's in its 19th season, by the way.
That's crazy.
There have been almost 650 episodes that Julie Chen has hosted of CBS's Big Brother. And wouldn't you think, I guess not. I mean, I guess if shows are good, like a lot of these CBS shows are, like Survivor, like Amazing Race, I guess they do stay on for a long time. But I don't know. I just felt like at some point, people kind of run out of steam on the concept, like, oh, we've seen that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not
so many
case,
shows
though.
Come and go, but not with Big Brother. It's as popular now, or maybe more so than ever before. It's kind of insane, and I don't 100% get it.
Yeah, know? Is it just a voyeuristic thing?
Probably.
Do you think that's most of it, and then the competition is just kind of an added bonus?
Probably.
Yes,
yeah.
I think so, and I think they have a lot of hot young people.
Yeah,
on
that
the show.
Helps.
It does
and,
help, sure.
Yeah. And they, yeah, so. All right. Well, I enjoyed our chat with Julie.
She was great.
She was great.
Thank
you
for
coming on.
Thought
it was a lot of fun. She really broke a lot of news about what we can expect on the rest of this season. Mm-hmm. So Sundays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at night on CBS Channel 2. This has been our chat with Julie Chen, host of Big Brother. Thursday means Dr. Drew Pinsky got a fascinating topic today, by the way, coming up with the doctor in about 10 minutes. Also, Jim Rome talks sports just after 8. First, though, I don't know that I have ever been to an Applebee's.
I've been a lot.
Have you?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah. Is it good?
Yeah, it's fine. It's not great, but it's fine, yeah.
A lot of these kinds of restaurants, and you might put Ruby Tuesdays and Fridays and Chili's, that sort of restaurant, for whatever reason, they are having trouble in 2017. And Applebee's decided the problem was that it was looked at as an old person restaurant. They weren't getting enough young people in, so they decided they'd start changing the menu around to appeal to millennials. Now, I don't know why these are millennial dishes, why these would appeal to millennials more than anybody who is alive and likes to eat.
Right.
But they started offering more barbecue shrimp and a sriracha lime sauce, chicken wonton tacos, and a pork, ham, and bacon sandwich. The triple pork bonanza, which sounds like, by the way, something Beer Mug would very much like.
Correct. That's absolutely correct.
It did not catch on with customers, and they lost more than 6% of their sales last year. It is thought that maybe they were going after that crowd that wasn't coming in, didn't care about the new menu items, and they started to turn off the people who used to like the old food of Applebee's.
Yeah, if you're an old person that was a regular at Applebee's, all of a sudden stuff has sriracha on it.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little freaked out, and I'm not going to that devil restaurant anymore.
Well, that is exactly what happened. So the headline this week is Applebee's gives up on millennials after failed rebranding efforts. And I don't think any of us who aren't in the restaurant business have any idea what a razor-thin margin of profitability places have.
Right.
And if it doesn't work, you got to abandon it and you got to move on. So we wanted to find out more about this because there are a lot of people. Christine, our assistant producer, loves Applebee's, for instance, Kevin. She just
sure.
Read in.
Mm-hmm.
So let's find out what they got going on. John Swinsky joins us from Applebee's on the phone on K-Rock right now. Hey, John, how are you?
Where the hell's Christine been then? God damn it.
Well,
I'm closing stores left and right here.
You're closing 130. That's
it's a bloodbath.
Yeah, it sounds.
I'm dying on the vine. God damn it. Go to an Applebee's.
John, you are really upset.
I got two kids in college.
Oh, no.
Taking this personally, it sounds like, John.
Yeah, I am. God damn it, I hate young people.
So
ruined my life.
Why do you think these menu items didn't catch on with the millennial audience you were going for?
Because millennials are assholes, that's why.
Well, that's not the thing.
That's not the thing.
Isn't it possible they just didn't like what you were offering?
What more could we do? We gave them shrimp and bacon and ham and pork.
Right.
Sriracha, whatever the hell sriracha is. But apparently they like it. We changed everything. You know how much it costs to reprint menus?
A lot of money, okay.
A lot of money with a lot of stores,
We tried everything, all kinds of millennial, hipster food. Oh, make more hipster food. So we start serving baked beanies. Didn't change anything.
No one else came, huh?
We had a deal. Buy an appetizer, get a free monocle.
Oh.
They wouldn't go for it. Nobody came in.
Well, it sounds like a solid promotion, though.
We had enough free scarves. They wouldn't take them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We had menu items. We had turkey neck beards.
What?
It was a turkey neck with a beard on it. They loved their freaking neck beards.
Right.
They couldn't bring them in.
You would think that would have worked.
2 for $20 appetizers. How about some chicken hoodies? That's just chicken foreskins fried up.
They didn't
go for that, surprisingly.
No one would go for that, I don't think.
We had skinny jeans fries. They were skinny fries. They looked like little legs.
Right.
Why Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they come in?
I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry.
They served our cheeseburgers on a man bun, for God's sake.
I don't want to oversell this moment because I'm not famous for that at all. But Kevin is about to ask Dr. Drupinski a question, and based on what the doctor's answer is, this could change everything.
Right?
Okay.
Am I right?
All right.
All right, so I'm listening to KABC, which Dr. Drew is on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I hear a commercial, and I swear to God you referred to yourself as Dr. D. Did that happen?
Producer Dave asked me the same question, and I beg to differ.
You said Dr. D. Hey,
no.
It's Dr. D. That's what you said.
Why would I do that?
You liar!
That's what I'm asking.
And not only that, but there's this thing called editing, and I bet they could screw it up and make it sound like I said that.
You said Dr. D.
What, why would I? But now that you mention it, I kind of like the ring of it.
No! Oh, no!
When Kevin told me this off the air yesterday, Drew, I said, well, maybe that's his rap name. Maybe we're about to find out he's joining the Wu-Tang Clan or something.
I got too tired of getting Dr. Dre's tweets, which I get about 40 times a day.
Oh, that's funny. So now you're just Dr. D.
That'd be easier.
Dr. D.
Everybody in the room was like, why would he do that? And I said, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure I heard it.
I'm asking the same question.
You're Dr. D, aren't you?
Why would I do that?
How do we know? You're the one doing it.
Well, now that you mention it again, Kevin, you're always up to good ideas. So.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Well, when you get into work today, you should look for that commercial and see if you can figure out why everybody's hearing Dr. D then.
Could it possibly be somebody else?
It could be, but it sounded exactly like your voice.
It could be a woman named Dr. D. He doesn't know.
It sounded like Dr. Drew's voice. I know Dr. Drew's voice. It may be somebody that sounds like him, but
somebody thought they were being cute rather than offensive.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying Dr. D.
All right. I'm going to look for that.
Okay. Well, Dr. Drew, we have an interesting...
Dr. D, Bean.
Dr. D, sorry.
For the day, you can call me that if you wish.
Okay. It's much better.
We have an interesting topic to discuss with you today that I don't know that we've ever hit on before. Ralph brought this up yesterday because he has been seeing articles in several countries around the world, in Britain, in America, in Japan, about the rise of the solo sexual. And what that is millennials who are choosing to not engage in sexual activity with another person and just being satisfied with masturbation. And that's the extent of the sex that they want. And it really, the deeper you look into this, the more it looks like there has been some sort of a sea change, not with everybody. Of course, lots of teenagers are still having sex, but with a much larger percentage of ever before who are choosing not to. What do you know about this?
I've been hearing about this for quite some time on Loveline, believe it or not. And it wasn't a sort of committed orientation. It was sort of an orientation that young males particularly were kind of settling for or opting for.
Just because they didn't have the option of something else?
That and the... Really, I think this is all a symptom of pornography and the availability of pornography and the quality of pornography that for a long time we were seeing males who just were like saying things to us like, well, you know, relationships are tough. Girls are difficult. I'm happy with my porn. And they would lose the opportunity for the usual developmental milestones of learning how to date with someone and what it means to break up. And they would hit their mid to early 20s. And they would start getting obsessed with certain women. Of course, those women didn't necessarily reciprocate that. You've heard me describe this before. They call and they go, well, I found the one. She's the one. But she wasn't so into it, so I've been her friend for the last 2 years. And now it's time.
Now it's time.
I've been waxing your car for 2 years. I've been cleaning your apartment.
No.
And now it's time.
Dr. D says no.
Dr. D says no. That's nice. Stalking behavior. That is stalking behavior. I still hear a lot of that. And as opposed to even getting to that point now, they're just saying, you know what, I'm so happy with me and my porn. We're so good together. We'll just stay alone. And it's really sad because, you know, not only is it unhealthy, but if you don't sort of develop a facility for relationship, it becomes, you know, something you can't get out of.
I have to feel there's other factors like social anxiety or depression, something precluding you to wanting to have that social interaction.
You're right in the sense that much like video games, people, when they get stuck in these sort of, what do we call them, solo loops, you know, where they're just there with their screens.
Right.
Oftentimes that is a sign of other mental health issues like depression, Allie. So, yes, there can be some concomitant things. But all this stuff is anecdotal at this point. We don't really have I haven't found any medical literature that really catches up with this. But what's fascinating to me is that it's an international phenomenon. I thought it was just something happening here. But it's a, because I, you know, we just don't do that well with relationships in the United States compared to some other countries. We mm-hmm. don't prioritize them. But it's a fascinating indictment to me that all, a lot of places are seeing the same thing. It's kind of sad.
It's kinda really sad.
Yeah.
Dr. D, I appreciate that you brought, up the excellent quality of porn in 2017, because it I think that's underappreciated how damn good it is.
Well, it's not so much, I don't mean it in the sense of, hey, that cool porn is through great quality.
Right?
I mean that it's there's such a vast quantity, it's so available, it's so gratifying and arousing. That people get stuck in it. I mean,
that's kind of where I was going with it. Is I do, and I'm wondering if this is what you were meaning. If I took what you said correctly, and that people are finding out that they can really be satisfied.
What I'm saying is more that much like when we developed OxyContin and fentanyl, we started seeing worse opiate addiction. Right.
It's, right.
The drug is stronger. It has a more profound effect on the brain. And now there's, you know, what you got was a reporting on this morning. Is that there's literally a social construct around it, which is, it's me and my porn.
Now, right? You said it's around the world. Is there a country that is higher than most?
I don't, again, this is all newly coming out. I'm going to bet we're number one. We're always number one.
We're number one.
Yeah. Yeah, we're number one in syphilis here locally. We're number one.
USA! Right?
USA!
Yeah.
And as usual, especially California, we're number one in hate groups.
Oh,
we're
sure.
Number one in syphilis. So I imagine we're number one in this, too. So.
Oh, we're the best. All right. Now, let me ask you this, because we're almost out of time, Dr. Drew. And that
Dr.
is...
Dr. D, sorry.
Is solo sexual enough of a thing that you would put that on the scale of how people identify themselves, like homosexual, bisexual, heterosexual?
I'm fearful that that's the direction we're going. I almost wonder if it needs to be something more categorized on a clinical spectrum, you know, is it porn addiction,
yeah,
masquerading as a social construct, mm-hmm, and if people start to get an identity around it and get defensive and how dare you pathologize me, okay, good on you, but that's fair enough.
Dr. Drew, Midday Live with Mike Catherwood, 790 KABC, noon to 3, the Dr. Drew Podcast, Adam and Dr. Drew Podcast, and the Weekly Infusion, all available at drdrew.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to see a doctor now in the comfort of your own home with the Heal app.
Dr. D will come to our house.
Yeah. Dr. D will come to your house. Great time
Dr.
today,
D
sir.
Will.
We'll talk.
Dr. D, I want you
next week.
Dr. D, I want you to tweet at me and let me know exactly what happened with that commercial.
Done and done.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:51.
We'll talk sports, including the incredible Los Angeles Dodgers, with Jim Rome right at the top of the hour here on K-Rock. First, though, Rob's here with another look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Edward Cullen, right?
Right.
Twilight kid, yeah?
Good. Bean knows.
Bean knows his Twilight.
Sure does.
Why are we bringing him up? It seems like that's a lot of time.
What if I say
ago.
The name Katniss Everdeen?
That's Hunger Games.
That's sure. Right, yeah.
This is fun. What else?
Are these stories, or are we just playing a game?
No. Would it excite you to go to a theme park based on Twilight and the Hunger Games movies?
Not even the tiniest amount.
Right? It'd be fun. Oh, wait a minute. I was listening. What'd you say?
Big no. Big pass.
Lionsgate Movie World. Right?
I mean,
theme park.
They don't have the properties that Disney has that automatically lend themselves to an awesome theme
park.
What
if I told you there was a Now You See Me exhibit?
This isn't real.
It is real.
Oh,
but
no.
Luckily for us, it's all happening in South Korea. There's going to be a Lionsgate Movie World at Jeju Shinhwa World, which is a theme park there in South Korea, and they're partnering up with Lionsgate to feature attractions based on their popular films like Twilight, Hunger Games, and Now You See Me.
Hmm. Now, I do think that people would enjoy playing some version of Hunger Games that's like a paintball, you know, experience or something like that.
Or with real weapons.
No, not
right?
With real weapons. I don't think anybody
Fire
wants to get hurt.
Fire must cleanse us. Fire must cleanse us.
But I think people would enjoy being, you know, immersing themselves and feeling like they're in that movie. That might be fun.
I'm thinking they're just trying to find movies that Kim Jong-un likes and then just set up a theme park and hope that they won't get bombed. That's what I'm guessing. Maybe if we build a theme park movies he likes, he'll leave us alone. That's what I'm guessing. We'll wait and see.
It's a weird strategy, but if it works.
Whatever it takes.
Right?
He's a big movie fan, you know.
Yeah.
That Kim Jong-un. Dolly Parton's in the news. She has recorded her first ever children's album.
All right, finally.
It is called How'd You Like to Nurse on These?
No, it is not.
No, no, in fact, it's called I Believe in You. Ah, oh, that's nice. All the proceeds will go to Dolly's Imagination Library. That must be cheap to run. Imagine you're reading a book.
There's no books in there.
There's no chair here, just sitting on the ground. But imagine you're sitting in a chair. It is a charity which promotes literacy and the love of reading. She says she has seen 100 million books get into the hands of kids who could not otherwise afford them.
Because they're fake books.
And hopefully there will be many more, she said.
Might as well go with 6 billion.
So, that's nice of her to do, right?
She's a very nice lady.
She is.
Does a lot of charity work and very talented and active in her community. And I just admire her so much.
This Shawn Mendes kid, he's blowing up, right?
Yeah, huge.
19-year-old Shawn Mendes.
Yep.
Going to be the new host of MTV Unplugged. Well, not the new host of it, but he'll be featured on the new MTV Unplugged.
Oh, no kidding.
They're bringing that series back, and they're going to have him be...
They're bringing everything back, aren't they?
...its first star.
I always liked Unplugged. I thought that was...
It is a very cool way to hear music.
I liked it.
And he's just launched his first fragrance, you'll be happy to know.
Sure.
Shawn Mendes Signature, it's called. It's unisex. That's BS, right?
Yeah, it's just it's a money grab, clearly.
Right.
Also...
Smells like donkey ass.
No, Kevin. Oh. It has hints of maple with notes of pineapple and lemon oil.
Okay.
I would love to smell like a pineapple lemon maple bar. That must be attractive. No wonder it's unisex.
Smell it.
All right, I will. Jeez, Allie. So aggressive.
Really into it.
And Netflix. Just announced their new feature film that's in production called Eggplant Emoji.
Uh-oh.
No. Yep.
Uh-oh.
Eggplant Emoji.
Go on.
Is about a teenager in high school
who
accidentally cuts off his penis during a camping trip. Then he and his friends have
Why
to rush.
Applause.
How do you accidentally cut off your penis?
Then he and his friends have to rush to save it before it's too late.
Well, sounds like a
good
movie.
Hey, Netflix. Not everything needs to be a movie. Okay? I know you got all the money in the world and you're developing everything.
We've been waiting for their first misstep.
Not everything needs to be a movie. It's going to be a comedy in the vein of Superbad, they say.
Mm. Who's in it?
Kevin, what possible difference could it make?
It could make a big difference.
No. The best cast couldn't make this movie watchable.
Right.
Could it?
I don't know.
It's Bryan Cranston, and he cut off his penis accidentally, and he's running around trying to save
him. Him and
it.
Zach Galifianakis? I would take a look at that, sure.
Oh, you're the worst.
Come on.
You're just insufferable.
There has been way something worse than me,
I'm
Ralph.
Backing Kevin on this. There have been movies with thinner plot lines than that.
Right?
You give this to Judd Apatow, he could do something with this.
Right.
He'd pass.
You must not have heard me. It's about a guy who cuts off his junk.
Yeah.
And has to race to get it sewn back on.
Right.
You don't think that there's any comedy in that at all?
No.
If there's a happy ending, though, it's a lot of laughs along the way. With the...
Man, that's a different movie than I was thinking.
Well, it would be a success if it...
I mean, if it works out for the young man and you know, it's not a sad ending, I'm saying.
Let me give you some spoilers. I'm guessing he's not going to go through the rest of his life without his penis if it's a comedy.
So that's another...
So we already know the answer to your question.
Okay, then that's another reason why it has potential to possibly be okay.
Right, because people love movies where they already know the endings. You're right.
It depends on who's writing it, who's directing it, and who's in it.
No, yeah. It doesn't,
it
by the
does.
Way.
It
no,
does.
It doesn't.
It
no.
does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It's just, no. It's just
but
dumb.
It does.
It's just dumb.
So you think it's impossible to use that premise and make a good movie?
Yes.
Impossible.
Yes.
I'm curious as to what they're doing on this camping trip. That happened?
You're still worried
about how you accidentally cut off your penis, right?
When you're camping with
when
the boys.
When you're camping.
No, no, <thing. laughs>
Trying to hump a
now
bear trap.
Now hiring both locations.
Yeah.
I think Ralph's in.
Dumb. Stupid, dumb, absurd.
What if it has a lot of louds in it?
I'm already in, Bean.
Yeah, you don't have to sell another ticket to Kevin.
Right. I can only buy so many.
Did you forget in the last 30 seconds?
He forgot who he's selling. I forgot who I was arguing with. There's so many arguments I have going. So many plates I'm spinning at one time.
Why do some people tune out?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Robert De Niro is 74 years old today. What if Robert De Niro was in to cut his penis off?
Right?
That'd be a good movie.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
That's what he says after the guy cut off his penis. Sean Penn. There's a guy who would make a funny.
Yeah.
Ralph, do you remember?
I don't think we need...
Do you remember Ralph?
Oh, that's right.
I don't feel like...
Omar reminded us.
I forgot how Kevin cheesed off and upset Sean Penn when Sean Penn had called in to talk about a very serious film.
I mean, it wasn't my best moment.
Uh-oh.
And it did kill the interview.
It was the story of a young man who gets lost in the Arctic, I think, wasn't it?
It was Into the Wild, wasn't it?
Into the Wild, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. And Penn directed it.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin just ruined the interview. Just ruined
it. Is this a role that you would have wanted to play, Sean, had you been young enough for the role?
I was a good deal older than the guy when I first read it, so it never came to mind that way. I never could have or would or did consider that.
You could have gone comedy with it and been Spicoli. You changed the whole thing around.
Not at all, Kevin.
No, but I didn't.
So then Bean just jumps in. yeah, that was bad.
Could have played it as Spicoli.
That one's, that's on me.
Because Sean Penn loves it when that's what he's known for.
Kevin, God damn it.
That's my fault.
Oh, that one was on you.
Yeah, I'm going to take responsibility for that one.
At least the answer
was a success.
It really wasn't.
You could have gone comedy and been Spicoli. Donnie Wahlberg, 48 years old today. And Juliana Rancic is 43. Is she still working? Is she still hosting stuff?
I think
is she still?
The red carpet stuff and maybe the You Look Good show. Whatever that is. I don't know.
You Look Good.
Will they judge the people's
show.
Clothes?
Fashion Police?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday morning. It's 8:07 and time to check in with Jim Rome.
Oh, now I feel like we're finally getting the family back together. Jim Rome's Daily Jungle, 9 till noon at jimrome.com. And you can always get the podcast at play.in and iTunes. Mr. Rome, welcome back, sir.
Guys, good morning. What's going up, fam? What's going on? Good to be back.
So great to talk to you. I don't know, a lot of stuff happened while you were gone, but let's try to get caught up where we can. The Dodgers are the thing, right?
The Dodgers are the thing. You know, I've been saying for weeks that it's the best LA Dodgers team I've ever seen, and I'm a middle-aged guy who grew up in this town, so that's saying something. Scratch it. I think this is the best baseball team I've ever seen.
Really?
Because,
wow.
Yes, because what they're doing is it's straight stupid. 51 games over 500. Clayton Kershaw's on the DL. Yu Darvish made his first start last night at Dodger Stadium. Didn't pitch well at all, and it didn't even matter. They walked off again. So they've got this crazy talent, this amazing chemistry, something they haven't had in recent years. A front office that supports the manager and the players with the best data there is. I'm here to say the postseason is always a crapshoot, but these guys are as close to a lock as anything I have ever seen.
Yeah, and I don't think you're cursing them by saying that. Everything suggests you're absolutely right. Let's hear that walk-off with Yasiel Puig at the plate.
You bet he can! Into the gap in left center! Not a question of if. The question is who and when. Tonight it's Puig in the ninth!
Now, two things I think about when I hear that clip is, one, what a difference a year or two makes. Because remember when Yasiel Puig was completely on the outs with the Dodgers and they kept sending him back down to the minors and he had all these personality problems and he couldn't get along and he was too erratic. And now look at him being Mr. Team Player and contributing every time he gets up to play.
No, that's a great point. What, Allie, what's
Hi.
Going on?
I just
what's
said Puig, your Al? Friend.
Puig, your friend,
yeah,
right.
Puig, your friend. No, but there's something to that, and that's what I meant when I said their chemistry is better than it's been in recent years. Puig had one foot out the door, the other foot in the gutter. He was gone, and even he fits in right now. They all fit in. The chemistry is amazing, and I think part of that's the manager, Dave Roberts, who's done a really, really good job But to the point of the play-by-play, it was perfect. It's not a question of who or a question of if. It's a matter of who. It's somebody mm-hmm. different every single night, and they come back on everybody. They're that good. Yeah. Listen, if they don't win it all, you have my permission to fire Sanchez.
All right.
Oh. We'll That's how strongly I feel about that.
And Yu Darvish, although he keeps winning kind of despite lackluster performances on the mound because he has so much phenomenal offense around him. So it's almost like even if a guy's having an off night, the rest of the club is going to pick it up and run with it.
Well, his first two starts with them were really, really good. Last night was not good. He gave three home runs, but he left the game with a tweak back. But, I mean, the guy's used to being the guy that everybody's looking at and counting on. He doesn't need to be that guy with the Dodgers. He just has to show up and be good enough. They all do.
All right. Let's switch gears real quick and go to Ezekiel Elliott. Now, I know you've been out of the country, Jim, on vacation. You're back now. You've been following what's been going on with him?
Yeah, it's ugly. It's ugly and it's getting worse, and you knew that it would. And then yesterday, the gloves came off. I don't know if you guys saw this, but on Twitter, of all places, the league crushed the Players Association for trying to shame and discredit the accuser. And then the NFLPA fired back, cracking the league for a lack of credibility and hypocrisy. But they chased that tweet with another one which read, "Where are the receipts?" with the thinking emoji, and then "we'll wait" with the hourglass emoji. In other words, a Kim, Kanye, Taylor receipts blast with a pair of emojis. So I'm not saying that the NFLPA is not within its right to fire back, but to respond with two emojis and a pop cultural meme when we're talking about domestic violence, yeah. I mean, that's stupid.
I will say this, Jim. I had tried when he got the 6-game suspension to kind of look up things. I'm like, what is happening here? What happened to get him 6 games?
That's a big suspension.
Because that's
right.
A huge suspension. And I wasn't really finding anything. People would have little quotes here and there, little parts of the police report. But I don't know if you saw yesterday, D Magazine has an article. And basically, it takes the 77 pages of the police report and takes every allegation and kind of maps it out.
Oh, my God.
And it's the first time I've seen anything. And I'll say this. Is the chick a psycho? Yeah. Did she lie about some things? Yeah. Can a psycho and a liar still be abused? Absolutely.
You see, that's the key.
I think that a lot of people, if they read that article, it's called "Even a Liar Can Be Beaten and Choked," and it changed everything because I was like, "Ooh, maybe he's getting screwed here." Then I read this and the 77-page police report, and I was like,
77
pages. Listen,
the point, Al, you make a great point. The thing is, and also do not forget, there's also a text exchange between her and a friend where they're talking about a sex tape and they've got an email address that they have locked and loaded if they want to go with that. And they're talking about blackmailing him. I mean, that does not lend to her credibility.
No, she's a horrible
person. But it doesn't mean that she wasn't necessarily assaulted on those 3 days.
Right.
It just doesn't. So, and to see the two going back and forth in some kind of Twitter beef.
Yeah, that's
the NFLPA
weird.
With emojis, what the poop emoji didn't want any of that.
Right? They could have sent that out with the Tom Brady stuff,
I'm just saying that the league is not without blame. The NFLPA is not. Everybody looks bad here, and it's going to get worse before it gets better, and it's definitely going to get uglier.
Is there some problem in the Dallas Cowboys organization more than other teams where they seem to have so many off-the-field problems, Jim?
I think part of it is when the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, they are the biggest franchise in the NFL. Sorry, Allie, they just are. And you're under a microscope. Everything is bigger in Dallas. But the thing about Ezekiel Elliott is, and if the listeners don't really know this guy, he's an incredible talent. But the guy had issues at Ohio State. And coming out of college, everybody knew he had issues. And then you take this guy, and he's a superstar, and you put him under the microscope in Dallas. You knew nothing was going to change. It was only a matter of time. So it's partly a Cowboy thing, partly an Elliott thing, and also partly a young, rich, famous person thing.
Right.
Do you think the 6 games is deserved?
I think it is. Yeah. I think it is. And we're not through with this. He's going to appeal, and we'll see how it goes. But in matters like this, it's tough to see which way it's going to go. But if the league invested that thing for an entire year, and that was the baseline suspension, according to their policy, they could have hit him with 4 games or less, but they hit him with 6. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a reason why they did.
Jim, how excited were the clones to have you back on the air this Monday?
Somewhat excited. Probably not as excited as they should have been. Not as excited as I was to be back. Good times.
JimRome.com, 9 till noon. Check out the show for 3 great hours of sports talk. And don't forget the podcast, Jim Rome's Daily Jungle, available wherever you get your podcasts. We've enjoyed it, sir. We'll do it again next week. Thank you.
I miss you, fam. See you.
Thank you, man.
Hey!
What's happening?
Just Chip saying hey.
Okay.
They nailed it.
But I mean, waiting for like a half a second to be left in the
song.
Well,
don't give her an opening for that.
I mean, she just does it when she wants to do it.
Do your thing.
I don't have any control over her.
You don't put my cereal.
The new 2017 K-Rock Summer Sticker is a thing. It's free, and it's available for you right now at all Southern California Hot Topic locations. You can go to krock.com and enter the password on the back of the sticker and win amazing stuff. I mean, this is like a Price is Right, what do they call the showcases? Except sure. Even better. A private show from Green Day in your garage, plus tickets to see them in the front row at the Rose Bowl September 16th. A brand new car, not just a car, but a 2017 Honda Civic LX and a $500 Hot Topic gift card. One person wins all of that. So be sure to get your sticker and put the password on krock.com to win. Good luck.
All right. How did this story come up about people being left behind? Was it the band?
This is not the Rapture, not that kind of left behind.
No.
Yeah. This is You Missed Your Ride. Ralph was talking about this yesterday. If you missed it, this is the band Belle and Sebastian, very popular band from Scotland, Nelly, I want to say. Very popular, have been for a long time.
Why does your voice go so high?
I'm not sure. Okay. And they're traveling around, and I'm sure that North Dakota is a hotbed for Belle and Sebastian. I'm sure they got a lot of fans there. But for whatever reason, they're on the road, on the bus, and they leave their drummer behind at a Walmart. And apparently don't notice it for 7 hours.
So they left their drummer there?
Yes.
For 7 hours?
Yes. Apparently they did a late night stop at Walmart, and then the rest of the band got in the bus and drove away and headed toward their next gig, which was in Minnesota. And somewhere around Maple Grove, Minnesota, the lead singer of the band tweeted, "Hey, we've left our drummer behind. Can anyone help us
with
that?"
Why didn't the drummer just call him?
The drummer did not have his phone.
No phone.
Because it's hard to put your phone in a pocket of your pajamas.
Yeah.
He was wearing his PJs. I love it so much.
I mean, I got to think. I mean, I don't know for sure, but did they play the night before, Allie, and they all got on the bus and they snuggled in for the evening, and then at some point they decided, hey, let's stop and pick up some snacks or let's get some drinks.
Yeah, one of the guys was like, hey, I want peanuts. And then the other guy was like, I could go for a Fanta. I don't know.
I know no one said I could go for a Fanta, though.
No.
I know that's
this isn't the Insane Clown Posse.
Okay. Right.
Oh, wait, that's a Faygo. Never mind. So we got on the topic of you were left behind. Everybody was scheduled to take the same ride somewhere to get on the bus or to get in the car or to get on the plane or whatever. And, Kevin, I have a feeling that you might have some stories about being the guy left behind for whatever reason.
I have a lot of those stories, but most of mine involve it being my fault.
Like being late or something.
Yeah, so I think it's funnier if it wasn't your fault at all and just somebody just drove off without you.
That's good.
So we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call us here at K-Rock. If you can't call, we'd still love to hear your story. You can text the same number, 1-800-520-1067. So we'll include your calls and your texts on this topic if you were left behind like the drummer in Belle and Sebastian. So we're talking about this yesterday on the show with Ralph. And Christine pipes up with her tiny little voice from the other room and says, oh, that happened to me. Hey, Christine.
Aww. Hi, guys. I was 9, I think.
Oh, no. 9?
Wow. 4 years ago.
And
are
you
positive your parents were just trying to ditch you?
I know, right? It was like a dream come true. I was asked to be a flower girl in my aunt and uncle's wedding.
Okay.
Nice. I mean, this was my moment, right?
Sure.
There was a pink, poofy dress. I was so excited. It was like a year-long, like, excitement built up for this day, this big day.
Isn't it funny how that changes as you get older?
Oh, yeah. So I'm at my grandma's house. Everyone is there. And I was like, I better go to the bathroom before we head out to Huntington Library in the gardens where they're getting married. So I walk out of the bathroom and I walk in the kitchen. And my mom's there because my mom stayed behind to go ahead to the reception area to set up.
Okay.
And she looks at me. She goes, what are you doing? I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, everyone just left. I'm like, where? She goes, to the wedding.
They all went to the wedding without you.
So there was like 6 cars, and everyone thought I was in a different car.
Aww.
Are you positive that that's
the
case?
I know, right? And this was before everyone had cell phones. So I sat there for like 5 hours until everyone came back.
Once they got there and realized they were missing a flower girl, couldn't they have sent somebody back to get you in time for the wedding?
Probably, I think, like 45 minutes away.
So did they just have somebody fill in?
I guess. I don't know.
So they got married without you?
Yes!
Oh.
It was my moment.
I'm a little more concerned why no one was super concerned that Christine wasn't there. Not just let's go on without her, but where is she?
Yeah.
Well, she was... She was nine. She's old enough to look after herself.
I guess, right?
Oh, so sad.
So did you spend the afternoon sitting in your beautiful little pink dress and just weeping?
Yep.
Oh.
Sitting there playing with my grandma's dog, just me and
that
the dog.
Is sad.
So my
All
mom,
right.
Yeah,
totally. We got some great calls already coming in. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Garrett in Anaheim. Get us going here on line three, please.
All right. Hey, Garrett. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thanks. You got left behind?
Yeah, so when I was a kid, my dad lived in Orlando, and we lived here, so I would fly out there from time to time.
Okay.
And so one year I was in fifth grade, and I was traveling by myself for the first time, and we had to stop in Dallas, and not just stop, but switch planes.
Right.
And my mom used to work on the airline, so she had some pull where there was like a stewardess or something that took me to my next plane. She was going to escort me to the next plane.
Right. Yeah, usually airlines are very, very careful about making sure that unattended minors have assistance wherever they go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. But when we landed in Dallas, the other, I guess the stewardess there said, yeah, the other plane left without you.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah, and so I'm stranded at the Dallas airport. I'm like maybe, whatever, 11 at the time, and so they just, like, stuck me in a glass room.
Last case of emotion.
What's happening? And are you still there? Are you calling us from that glass room? And now I live here, guys.
Yeah, the only plus was that I saw The Simpsons for the first time, but it was in Spanish, so.
All right, so you guys watch everything. The Simpsons in Spanish.
That's a good note. All right, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. 1-800-520-1067 calls and text. You got left behind.
Just
on the air, Alan.
Just out of the Imagine Dragons.
You're a professional. Let's talk to Edgar real quick, Echo Park. We're talking about you got left behind, and boy, it looks like it's happened to everybody.
Hey, Edgar.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thanks. You got left behind.
Yeah, so I had gone on a party bus to Disneyland with like, a huge group of people, and we get there, and like we're a few hours in. We got there pretty early, and we were expecting to stay until the park closed. And I guess like halfway through the afternoon, well, I guess like mid afternoon, late early evening, somebody got sick, and so I was like, "Well, I'm gonna use the restroom real quick. I'll be right back." I went to use the restroom, and I guess it took a little too long. I got back, they were all gone. I didn't realize. I was like, oh, well, everybody, I'm assuming, just probably just split. Probably
everybody that was on the bus left and got on the bus again?
No, well, yeah, everybody that, like, we're gonna take off, I guess they decided to leave. They left me at Disneyland. I didn't realize this. I stayed until the park closed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
And then I went back to where the bus was parked at the end of the night, and we were scheduled to be picked up, and I'm like, where is everybody? For, like, an hour, I didn't find anybody. Until I finally called my buddy, finally got a call through, and he's like, oh, dude, we left hours ago. We're already back home.
I was joking.
I was like, I'm in the parking lot at Disneyland. The park's closed.
Is that where you're calling us from now?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Wouldn't that be amazing, by the way, is if you got left behind, you had to stay in that place for the rest of your life?
Yeah, right? I now work. I'm actually the Mickey that works here now.
All right, Edgar, great call. Thank you. We're taking some more right after Imagine Dragons on K-Rock. In high school, the 951 weighs in. I needed a pass to leave for lunch. I had lost my pass, so my friends snuck me out of the parking lot in their trunk. When we arrived at the pizza place we wanted to eat at, my friends ate lunch for about 15 minutes before they realized I was still in the trunk.
Wow. No.
It was close to summer in the Inland Empire. I was not amused, says Josh. Mm. Dear Kevin Bean from the 562, this is Sherry. I was between 10 and 11 years old. My parents left me at the top of Mammoth Mountain. My parents thought I was with my uncle. My uncle thought I was with my parents. It was way before there were cell phones. It took them over an hour to get to the cabin, and then they realized I was not with them. They had to go back an hour to get me. Oof. You're 10, and you're standing on the top of a freaking mountain in the snow with no adults. Wow. This is amazing.
We didn't think we'd get this many calls. We could do this all day.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with Kristen in La Mirada. Hi there, Kristen.
Hello.
You got left behind. How did it happen?
I don't remember the details because I was probably around 5 years old.
Excellent.
Yes, my brother left me at the beach.
Okay, so it was just your brother or was it a group of people?
I don't remember the details. I want to say my grandmother lived in Manhattan Beach, and it was one of those, can we go to the beach? We'll take your little sister with you. And so he dug a hole in the sand and put me in there, and then there's different stories of whether he went to talk to girls or whatever. They
he left on purpose.
Yeah, he put you in a hole,
He
Kristen.
Put you in a hole. And then he ran.
Yes, and we went back to the house, and my parent says, where's your little sister?
In a hole.
In a hole.
In a hole.
She's fine.
She's all good.
Oh.
All right, thank you, Kristen. We appreciate the call.
By the way, is there a movie I'm thinking of where that's potentially deadly when the tide comes in if you're in the wrong spot on the beach?
I mean, I suppose that's true, yeah.
If you're in a hole, you can't move, and your head's the only thing out of the sand, man, the tide comes in, look out, right?
Yeah.
That sounds like an awful movie.
let's try Dave and your Belinda, and I want to go to Dave on line one because he's the lever behind her.
He's the what?
We have not heard that that perspective yet. Dave, welcome to the show, man. What happened?
Hello, sir. I used to own a tool franchise truck where I'd sell tools from mechanic shop. My daughter ran with me on that day, and it was a Friday. She walked in, she would sell tools to the guys and then come out, collect money, and then pay their account. Well, she was in talking to a set of mechanics. I left, and I got a call about 5 minutes later, a really deep voice. She was about 13 years old. Where are you? I'm like, down the street. So yeah, I went back to pick her up, and She's totally dynamic, but yeah, she will never let me forget that.
Yeah, you must have felt like the worst parent ever.
You left.
Anyway, what are the child labor laws like in your state?
Right. So she goes in, collects the money, you know,
breaks the knees.
It's kind of weird. And how did you break that news to your wife that you had completely forgotten that you had your little girl with you?
My wife laughed. It was a totally funny story, but. My daughter is totally dynamic as far as, you know, going out and doing stuff, being a self-starter. So it was no big deal for her.
So you're taking credit for that. You're saying it's because you trained her that way.
Because I made her sleep outside in the backyard growing up. So she was pretty used to being on her own. All right, Dave, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. How about this, by the way? Kyle in Van Nuys, just like the story that started us off here, was also left behind by not getting on a bus in North Dakota. Just like the drummer for Belle and Sebastian that started this whole thing. What happened, Kyle?
All right. So first off, I just want to let you know that Wally World stops are imperative on tour. You live on a bus for anywhere from 6 weeks to 2 months.
Right.
And you got to get normal home stuff anyway.
Right.
So, you know, you got to get your deodorant, shampoo, stuff like that. And we call it being oil spotted because when you come back, all that's left is the oil spot from the bus.
Okay. And you were left?
Anyway. Yeah. We had a day off in Fargo, North Dakota, and our bus call was at noon. So I went down the street to this restaurant to eat breakfast, and I guess they thought I was sleeping in my bunk and decided to leave 15 minutes earlier. So I round the corner where the bus was parked, and it was gone.
Just the oil spot.
About that. Yep.
But I did have my phone, and they came around and picked me up about 10 minutes later.
Oh.
That's not in position. You could have lied.
You should have lied. Absolutely.
Thank you for the call.
All right. You want to do one more, make it Steve in Sunland, because this person was left behind on purpose. Now, that's an angle we haven't heard before.
Hey, Steve.
Well, we were left on purpose, but this is like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, I come from a big family. There's seven of us. And we used to do the old family roll call.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're rolling down the road, we're doing all named after everyone. And my brother, coming to my brother, Pat. And he's not answering. My mom's all getting pissed. So Patrick Andrews, she turns around. She finally believed us. We didn't have him. And literally we had to turn around. We're like halfway down the interstate. Had to go all the way back and pick him up. And here's the kicker. Pat is a middle child, so it's what you expect.
Oh.
Also, the movie being talked about is Creepshow.
Creepshow. That was the one where the person's buried on the beach. Okay, gotcha. All right, well, Steve, thanks for calling. Give Pat our best.
Right. Well, that was his alternative rock. It's the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
Ralph is here now with another look at the showbiz beat. And then, Kevin, more voicemail messages on the Afro line from our new friend.
Same guy keeps calling back, and he's got some fantastic advice for us today.
Great. I could use some advice.
Yes.
He has 45 minutes, apparently, worth of stuff that he had to get off his chest the other day.
Yeah, our Afro line has a three-minute limit, and so then it just cuts him off, and he calls right back.
And starts with anywho.
Yes. Continuing my story.
Oh, hello.
That's how it started, yes.
That is coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Ralph Serb with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit happy and I start to tap a dance. Turn around. All right, maybe those aren't the lyrics, but do you know that song?
Yes.
Of course.
What's it called?
Turn Around?
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Bright Eyes?
Nope.
Those
are all lyrics.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Total Eclipse of the Heart. It's called. It was a smash hit. Number one hit, I'll have you know. In what year, Bean?
I'm going to say that was around 1983.
1983 is exactly right.
Bean always knows that.
He is a savant.
He can tell you where a song placed in the list, what year.
Rain Man.
Yeah, he really is.
I really am not as good as all that.
You
I have
really
friends
are.
Who know a lot more than I do, but that I do happen to remember that one was number one for 4 weeks in 1983.
I love it.
Ralph, we need to do a segment where we just throw out songs.
We should get a book, a list of Billboard Top 100s through the years.
And just test him, because he's
just throw him out.
He's
there.
Through the roof, as far as I can tell.
Yeah,
I think you would be disappointed. I
don't.
You're very kind to say
that. 10 minutes to Wapner on this subject matter.
Let's try it.
Well, it is a subject that is relevant to my interests.
Yes. Not my underwear when it comes to those lists.
Was that EDM remake, remember, a few years ago that was a huge hit. It got played a lot on like Kiss FM by Nikki French. You guys remember that?
Nope.
You don't remember the remake?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you'll like it, Rob.
Okay. That was Beans.
Fun fact. That's the problem is sometimes we end up circling the drain and going down a deep rabbit hole when we open up this can of worms.
Sorry.
Bean. But the reason I bring up Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yes.
Is that, I don't know if you've heard or not, Kevin, but there's going to be a total eclipse of the sun.
What?
Coming up on Monday.
Was this in the news?
It wasn't. No one really cares, but some people are talking about it. And so there's going to be a sea cruise on the ocean, the Oasis of the Seas.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff.
Hi,
listen,
Dave.
I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
Okay, it's a cruise liner. And
yeah, but where can I get them? I mean,
It's leaving from Orlando, Florida to the Caribbean.
Can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or can I just go down there?
No, we don't have any tickets for that, but it will be sailing during the solar eclipse.
Yeah, and do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available? Do you know?
I can't imagine. It's a cruise ship, so it probably will be irrelevant whether there are rooms at the Marriott.
Major fan of K-Rock.
Thanks, Dave.
I'd love to introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
They're not playing.
It's Bonnie Tyler. It's really not the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
How far is the festival from the Marriott in Palm Desert, do you know?
It's probably a ways away because this will be in the Caribbean Ocean.
And when do the stuff really get going? In the afternoon?
It'll be starting in the afternoon as the eclipse starts to happen.
You know, the Hoff loves to rock.
We do know that.
Sounds great.
Bonnie Tyler will be singing Total Eclipse of the Heart. Backed up by DNCE. Is that dance? Is it pronounced dance or is it dunce?
Yes,
or
it's pronounced dance.
Is it dince?
It's dance.
With Joe Jonas. Now, here's
the
problem.
Kicked by the Ocean Guys.
Yes.
Yes. The song itself is 7 minutes long.
Okay.
The eclipse of the sun will only last for 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Mm. So Bonnie says the song has been edited.
Oh, no.
She's got one hit. And they've cut it down to less than 3 minutes, so it'll coincide with the eclipse.
And that song is about the eclipse?
Nope.
Well, at the heart.
Not even a little bit. So it has the word eclipse in it.
Yes.
That's right.
And the word total in it.
Okay. All right.
So 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
Two out of five words in the title are relevant.
Now, will she be doing a concert also? Will she be singing other songs, or is she literally just going to come out and do that 2.5 minutes and then go back
just
to her?
Just singing
her...
that.
Wow. No, it's a heartache? I'd feel ripped off if I went to see Bonnie Tyler and didn't get It's a Heartache.
I don't believe people are going on the cruise to see Bonnie Tyler.
No, holding out for a hero?
I believe they're going on the cruise in order to see the solar eclipse in its totality from the ocean.
I think she was just named yesterday, so it was kind of last minute, Bean. So they're just lucky to have her.
Right?
I think that's their thought.
Can't believe she wasn't already booked.
She was. She had to get rid of the North Dakota County Fair. She was supposed to do the pig judge in there, and she had to opt out, and now she's going to be on the Oasis of the Seas. So anyway, if you'd like to catch it.
That sounds terrible.
It leaves Orlando, Florida on Monday morning, and then we'll be cruising through the Caribbean Ocean, and it'll be in the perfect location, they say, to see the solar eclipse in its totality.
You're going to be on vacation Monday.
Yeah.
So you won't be with us for the live...
Have fun working, suckers.
Live Kevin Amin broadcast of the eclipse.
You're
right
I won't.
Will you make time on your vacation to step outside and look up? And
can I answer that for you?
I'm just curious.
My lawyer will answer that for me.
How about Olivia, though? Wouldn't Olivia love to see that little solar eclipse? Don't you think she would enjoy something like that?
She got eclipse fever.
You know what she's probably going to be doing? Something fun, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
This thing on?
How about Reggie, though? Reggie will be safe?
Yeah, I got him goggles. I got him those glasses, those dog sunglasses.
Thank God.
Because you know how the dogs sometimes will just stare at the sun?
For hours.
You know when you're walking your dog and they'll sit there and they'll just look up at the sun and start staring?
Yeah. You can't even move them.
You can't stop them from staring at the sun.
This is the long conversation we had earlier this morning.
I had to get him some eclipse glasses.
Eclipse. Eclipse.
Bean's put a lot of work into this.
He sure has.
I love you, Bean.
Sure does love it. Sure does love the eclipse.
I really love it. I love how much he loves it, though.
What's it going to happen when it's over?
Right?
Well,
I'm already pre-sad about that. Oh, Tuesday's going to be really
I'm very pre-sad about
Tuesday, 9:05.
Yeah. You can.
What's the rest of Monday morning going to be like?
Yeah, true.
All right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Robert De Niro's 74 years old today. Sean Penn turns 57. Donnie Wahlberg turns 48. And TV show host Juliana Rancic, who, speaking of Left Behind, she was left behind by her mothership.
No.
Remember?
No.
When they were here after Roswell, when they dropped her off.
No, Ralph.
And then they left. They left her behind on this planet.
She's not.
And there she is, just a gray, just walking around trying to find somehow to phone home.
Not an alien.
How much makeup does she have to put on to cover up that gray skin?
Ralph.
Right? And the wigs and everything else?
Ralph.
I'll be right here.
I'm Robin.
All right.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Come on.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Afroline is up and running 24 hours a day. It's our voicemail system here at K-Rock at 323-520-AFRO. For folks who weren't listening the last time we talked about this particular listener, Kevin. By the way, do we know his name? Do we even know his name?
Do not.
Oh. What do we know about him so far?
He told us that he was going to get coffee in a Starbucks in West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy expensive.
Yes, and that there are hipster doofuses. This is how his call started. The first call, it's like he just realized that we were standing there, and he said,
"Oh, hello. Sometimes buffoons that you come in contact with can have power over you. There's a thing in L.A., they're hipster doofuses."
Okay, so he said that, and then he started going into a story, and then he said, "But I digress," and then he went to another story.
Okay.
And it's impossible to tell what the point is.
Now, does he ever circle back? Like, Allie and I were both intrigued by the last batch of calls that he mentioned he had lost a ton of weight. He'd lost, like, 30 or 40 pounds. Does he ever, like, go back to previous topics and fill in the gaps of questions we might
have? Not so far. He's not exactly circling around and giving us more information about any of that.
Okay.
He starts anew, and this is the beginning of this call.
So, as I continue, I mean, people actually used to talk on the phone to their friends. They didn't send text message for their... I found that one day I was at a mall, and there were other old people. I'm talking really old people. People in their 70s, 80s. I hope people watch The Simpsons. That show is very good because it talks about people's issues.
I went to a mall with a bunch of old people, probably 80 years old. I hope people watch The Simpsons
because it talks about a lot of issues.
It's just like Carmichael's show.
Right?
Very similar.
Same
the issues.
I mean, if you ever wanted to get drafted, the 1950s was a good time to get drafted.
Okay.
Because we had a draft then.
By the way, whoever wants to get drafted?
Yeah, nobody.
Because I had a friend, he got to go to Germany because he got drafted. It was like the best thing that ever happened to him because he was from Fresno. Have you ever been to Fresno? I'm not knocking, well, I can say I'm knocking Fresno, but, you know, if someone ever denies you any rights, tell them to go to hell and ask for permission to kick him in the nuts.
Okay.
Now, some people...
Okay, so then...
Oh, no.
Then
I'm very confused. Why did he even bring up Fresno, by the way?
I don't know.
Because that's the guy went to Germany because he was drafted. But
it sounded like the best thing that ever happened to him.
Because he lived in Fresno.
But it sounded like then he was going to go on because he had Fresno thoughts. Like he wasn't going to make fun of Fresno, but then he decided he was. But then he never told us what any of those thoughts were, and then he just switched subjects.
Right.
This is not linear.
What he does, Bean.
It's not what I'm saying.
You just catching on?
So there is a limit, and so it cuts him off, and so he dials back immediately.
The guy who I know who leaves his messages, talks to the Afro line.
Okay, now he's talking about another Afro caller on our show. Okay. So he's actually relevant to actually calling us.
Could you tell him not to yell into the goddamn phone? I mean, I'm lucky I can't hear out of one ear very well. So that's the ear when he leaves his initial message. I'm taking the phone.
Okay.
You know, when he tells you to be funny.
Right.
Sounds like a goddamn doofus hipster himself.
Right.
Anyway, that's just my opinion. Right. I mean him no harm.
Right.
I can have an opinion.
Sure.
And in that case, that's the parents' fault. That's not the kid's fault. So anyway, I digress, as I said I would. I'm trying to get to the point.
Please.
And the point is this.
All right.
Oh, this is
here
big.
We go.
This is huge, is right? Yep. He's trying to get to the point. Mm-hmm. That's all we want to know is what's the point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this has all been preamble up till now, but now he's ready to drop some knowledge on us.
Right. What do you think his point is?
Oh, I can't imagine.
Okay, here you go.
People misinterpret things all the damn time. And what I recommend is you don't go on an Air Force base unless you have permission or made arrangements. My recommendation is you don't keep walking.
Okay, and then it cut him off.
That's, by the way, good advice, though.
I mean, honestly, don't go onto an Air Force base unless you get their permission.
That is true.
That's some good advice.
Yes.
I want to ask you guys, because when we played the last round of calls, it was suggested that from some of our listeners that they thought this guy was trying to make some sort of a parody of the sleep podcasts, the ones where the guy intentionally rambles in a boring way to try to make you go to sleep because that's what you're looking
for. I don't feel like he's doing that.
I don't either.
Because
he's not trying to be boring. He just is boring.
Boy, he's boring? How dare you? He changes topics every 3 seconds.
Yeah, he keeps me.
What does he have
listen,
to do?
Yeah.
All right, here's the final one for today.
Okay, I continue my story. The whole point of my story, besides misinterpreting people...
All right, now he's going to get to the whole point of his story. This is it, people.
And I was really surprised. I went to one time up to a police desk, and I encountered this older Caucasian lady. She looked like she was maybe in her 60s. Okay. I could tell that she wasn't too bright.
Okay.
She, you know, because... I've never called the 911 and say, you know, I can't, you know, I'm a little bit too drunk today. Can I get a pizza? I need a pizza delivery. And, you know, I figure at least, even if I have to pay a little extra, you know, that my pizza will get a police escort, you know, because they think they're really funny. Sometimes drunk people are the most hilarious thing you ever come across. And sometimes people that are text messaging to walk into the fountain at the air conditioner mall with all these senior citizens. It's a good thing that they don't make combination toasters and cell phones.
Okay. Now I'm concerned.
No. Seriously, though. No, that is a good thing.
Before he
is
was
that,
kind
is that
of...
not a good thing?
He was at least coherent and making some semblance of sense. Sure, he'd skip around. But
I'm saying
now,
this is good. This is a good thing.
Combination toasters and cell phones.
Right?
Anyway, I digress. As I said I would.
You said you would, yeah.
And I have to say, I don't know if you guys ever met Adam Carolla.
That guy
is a hell of a guy.
Right.
Okay. If Adam Carolla came up to me, I would ask him if he has a Dan Gurney hump on his car. And he would probably know what that meant. You dumbass.
So I think it cut off when he was calling us dumbasses.
I don't understand the point of the older white lady and what that has to do with the pizza delivery and then the people walking into fountains
on
their phones.
Here's what I know. We're only about a third of the way in. You tell me if we need more tomorrow.
Yep.
I don't think so.
Ellie's a soft no, Bean.
Yeah. No, I'm a hard no.
A hard no.
Yeah.
Bean?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot.
Of good advice there.
I mean,
there
he just said Adam Carolla's a great guy. I mean, he's
Is that
damaged.
When he lost you?
Yeah.
Yes? Anyone? Tomorrow?
B?
Bean?
Oh, why the hell not?
All right, that's what I'm talking about. 106.7 K-Rock, it's K-R-O-Q. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38.
What do you think, Ralph? You got one more in you?
I think I can do it.
Let's do it.
Let's meet George Jetson, shall we?
Ooh.
No way to see that coming.
You want it now? Wow. You want it now?
Wow.
No way to see that coming.
If only I,
let's restart.
If only I hadn't sort of set up the fact that I was asking
let's,
for that
let's
earlier.
Start again. Hey, it's time for the showbiz beat. Got one more in you, Ralph?
I think I do. Let's meet George Jetson.
Meet George Jetson.
See what happened there?
I'm going to say in retrospect, that was better.
You think?
That was a better way to do it, I think.
Was it too obscure in a cue
I just,
for
I wasn't
you?
Sure. I didn't exactly. I mean, I could have guessed.
And
probably.
He yells at me for missing cues.
Yeah, he does a lot.
I could have probably guessed that that would have been the time to hit it, but
you
for
think?
Whatever reason, I thought maybe you had some more. I'm sorry.
I mean, he did come in with off the air and say, do you have the George Jetson theme? And you played it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't expecting it right at first sentence out. So okay. my bad.
The Jetsons.
Meet George Jetson.
Are going to be a live action situation comedy on ABC.
If Kevin and Bean aren't in it,
right?
There's a problem.
You guys, you co-starred with them.
I mean,
yes,
I'm not
we did.
That
remember,
I mean,
Bean had an affair with Judy Jetson.
I sure did.
You guys were beamed from the past into the future. It happened, Kevin. Why do you have that look on your face?
I mean, it's not something I'm proud of.
Here, let me remind you. I feel like it was
right,
just
it's two
yesterday.
And a half minutes, so let me know how long
just you feel.
Live from Universal Studios Hollywood, it's Kevin and Bean and the Jetsons.
That's enough. That's enough.
You've heard enough?
That's it. That's okay. All you need.
We didn't hear any of your classic acting, though.
Wait a minute. The machine is transforming real humans.
Hey, George. Who drew those hands? He shall be fired.
All right. So like I was saying, I told the man I'd rather be spanked until I sneeze blood.
Right?
Right?
Come on.
You see, the machine was turning real humans into cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who drew those heads, Astro asked.
Yeah.
Rory George.
And they're making a live-action Jetsons now?
They're taking the Jetsons. They're going to turn it into a traditional three-camera sitcom.
Right?
Right? Nothing?
I mean
Jane, stop this crazy thing.
Oh, it could be good.
Yeah. I want to hear more of the other audio.
No, you don't.
Let's hear some.
I don't know how to break this to you, but it seems that our heads are in this cartoon world and our bodies, well, that's anybody's guess.
Come on, Elroy.
Yeah, Elroy, it might be a good call here, pal, to fire up that machine you got there and get us some arms, legs, you know, some bodies to go along with these heads.
Transform the rest of their bodies. I want to see what they look like.
They look like humans.
Yeah.
Oh, this you guys are in
was
the new
a success.
This
was
guys
not
are on
a success.
The new show.
George Jetson.
Daughter Jane, his wife, his boy Elroy,
right?
Rosie, the robot maid,
sure.
Astro, their dog. The Jetsons reboot will be a multi-camera sitcom set 100 years in the future, as we look at America's favorite future family through a modern filter.
Now, you were very much against.
I was
the Munsters reboot. The
yes.
Other day. Where do you fall on the Jetsons?
Well, here's the thing that encourages me. Robert Zemeckis is the producer behind it.
Oh,
all right.
And Gary Jannetty, who I know is one of the writers from Family Guy, is going to be writing the pilot.
All right.
So with that pedigree...
That's good news.
And look, if it's set in the future, I think there's some interesting things they could talk about that happened in the past.
Sure.
Sort of a comical way. So I think there's a lot to be said.
All right.
Plus, Kevin and Bean, I'm sure, will guest star.
I mean, nah, no.
With performances like this.
Let me see if I've got this straight. You guys are all cartoons?
Rip.
And the Jetsons, no less?
Uh-huh.
Super.
I mean, Kevin, you brought that to life.
What
Thank
about
you.
Bean? Super.
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 Wow. That's amazing.
Super.
Wow, that's a performance and a half.
Guys, the 90s were not our best decade on this show.
What was our
best
decade?
The best decade
well, we're
think?
Still waiting.
Probably
for that.
70s.
We're still hoping our best years are ahead of us.
Super. Did it give you a line reading on that one, or was that your choice?
I think it was improv.
Was your take?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise limped away from the set of Mission Impossible 6 over the weekend.
No, nope. No, we're not talking about that anymore. George Jetson. Super.
Tom? This is a movie company's worst nightmare
yes.
to have the biggest star in your biggest movie franchise break an ankle,
this
right?
This is why... Didn't really get to that point of the story yet, but... This is why they don't like stars to do their own stunts.
Yeah.
Because I told you Tom Cruise limped away from the set of Mission Impossible 6 when he slammed into a building.
Would you say that's...
Super.
I would not.
Okay.
While performing a stunt over the weekend. Well, it turns out things are worse than we thought.
Uh-oh.
He broke his ankle.
His ankle? Because it looked like he smashed his ribs into the thing. It looked like I was worried about his ribs.
Production's going to have to shut down for at least 8 weeks, maybe nine, while he makes a full recovery. Boy, that's just burning money right there. That's just that's just a nightmare.
And what do they do in a situation like that, Ralph, where... Maybe there's other things they can shoot a little bit around him that he's not in, scenes he's not in. But for the most part, those people are on retainer, right? They just sit around and just wait to go back to work?
Yeah. Wow. They just added on to the production schedule. Well, it sounds like they're shutting down production, so I don't think they're shooting around him. I don't think they're going to be shooting.
They're going to stop everything.
They're just stopping production.
Wow. Wow.
It says hiatus, so usually that means everyone just goes home and waits for the phone call.
Yeah.
Let's take a look today. Celebrity birthdays. Juliana Rancic is 43 years old today. I'm just saying, they say she was an unattractive alien. Right?
Right.
Right. Donnie Wahlberg's 48 years old today. Sean Penn is 57. And Robert De Niro celebrates his 74th birthday today. What?
It's just, how come that happens?
Why does it have to be...
I don't know.
...a disaster the minute he walks in the room?
I'm not
what did
sure.
I do? But I just walked in and put on my...
yourself wrapped around the microphone. You're pushing buttons in my face. You're making yourself a general nuisance.
You're a bit distracting.
I didn't do... I was trying to be as quiet as possible.
That's as quiet as you could be?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Thank you, Ralph. Yes, Mugs.
Yes, beer mug.
I will be at the Plaza West Covina, 268 Plaza Drive today at the Hot Topic in that mall, giving away more... tickets like Green Day, Paramore. We're giving away the brand new K-Rock Summer sticker, and you can enter for a chance to have Green Day play your garage.
Oh, my goodness.
A Honda Civic, a $500 Hot Topic gift card, and two front row tickets to the Pasadena show September 16th. That's going to be at the Plaza West Covina, which, by the way, there used to be a Clifton's in that mall, and it's no longer there. Great restaurant.
What just happened?
He's just telling you what you're not going to see.
Restaurants that aren't anymore.
When did we just pivot right into the darkness? What happened?
Stay on target. Stay on target.
On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness from SoCal helpful Honda dealers.
Like a brain-damaged Jule Hauser.
Tomorrow morning...
There used to be a restaurant here. There isn't anymore.
That was the end of the story.
Yep. It's beer mug historian.
I love it. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin DeBeach. It's Friday, so we got the movie beat. We also have a brand new internet roundup. We've got some highlights of the B-Team podcast, which is pretty spectacular. We have Keep It 100, and we have comedian Bert Kreischer in studio tomorrow as well on an all new Kevin DeBeach show.